Okay, State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University, recording another coaching edition of the football team here on this Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. Ooh, that was close. If you're first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this All Things Sports Kansas State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, All Things K-State Athletics. Back to the football coaching staff of Colin Klein, first year head coach, obviously coming back from his time down there in College Station, returning home officially back to Manhattan, Kansas. And this is the third, if my simple math is correct, third returnee to the staff at K-State, whether that is this new staff or the coach Chris Kleiman staff. Brian Lepak coming back as tight ends coach for K-State for the upcoming season. Then this was announced back on Monday. Again, this we're doing this kind of in order, whether that's coaching staff. Again, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, I've been doing these coaching episodes. Well, not coaching, but coaching hire episodes slash transfer portal gets or outs or former cast landing in different spots over the past two weeks, really going back to late last year. So, in particular with his coaching staff, right, as Coach Klein putting together a staff for the for his first year of 2026, right? So, we're trying to do these. I know we could probably do this, really, when you look at it, from a overall picture, probably would have thought about it. It would take two episodes to do all, or do one big episode. But I figure, you know what? Nah, let's just do. Everybody deserves their one episode. So I figure, you know what? Take the path like Brandon Olson. Shout out Lockdown Gators. I'm doing it that route. It's my podcast, my way. So, one at a time, just like all the other ones, right? But Brian Lepak, y'all should be familiar with him from last year. Obviously, a huge tight end room, obviously, there as well. But for those that don't know, Brian Lepak came to Manhattan several years ago. First off, back in 2021 as a senior offensive quality control coach. I didn't know that. And also tutored the Wildcat offensive line. Well, that of last year, we know that. Well, he spent 2022 through 2024. Yeah, he was on, yeah. I don't know what. Yeah, tight ends coach. And, yeah, he was promoted to the offensive line coach last year. Okay, so, yeah. Even for EG3, it's a little refresh reminder. But, yeah, but he was back and forth doing that. But, yeah, prior to offensive line, yeah, he was tight end coach for a couple years before taking that small promotion to the offensive line. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Ron Lepak returning, and he will be back at his, you want to call it, normal position or what was for last year, the tight ends coach for the 2026 K-State football season. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast. Quote, this is from kstatesports.com. Lepak in a quote here saying, quote, I'm excited to continue to represent Kansas State University under Coach Klein's leadership. Well, it's about the same thing, but you take away Kleiman and put Klein's there as well. So, yeah, still getting firmly into that. But, yeah, Coach Klein's leadership, said Lepak. Cool. I look forward to implementing Coach Klein's vision and build on the tradition of this program. End quote. Yeah, he's already had a staple on this program already. He's going to definitely continue that for Coach Colin Klein here in 2026 there as well. And the two of them, again, I've said over and over, if you've been every day, or, oh yeah, by the way, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, is a daily K-State podcast. So I would advise y'all, go ahead and subscribe button, hit that like button, hit the alarm bell, anytime I update your content daily. Y'all, you're first to be notified. Yeah, or everyday podcast. So you've been an everydayer from last year and a little bit of start of this year, you would know that there have been links to the chain with this coaching within this coaching staff. From Klein, Lepak, Christian Ellsworth of the world, the Jordan Peterson Klein's of the world. Yeah. So Schmidt, Marcus Woodson, the list goes on. The returnees, Thad Ward. That episode's going to be coming out here today. Either that one or the Jacobs one. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yeah, they're all almost together at this point. And we're only in the beginning of 2026, right? But yeah, there is a lot of continuity. And this staff, excuse me, has not worked together at all. This entire staff hasn't worked at all. But there's so much, kind of some spurts here and there that people have worked together, tandems or bigger groups that work together at some point throughout their coaching journeys. And obviously, Colin and Brian worked together during that Big 12 run, throwing Thad Ward. Lord's in there as well, and probably go ahead and throw Buddy Wyatt up in there as well. Yep. So you got some of the returnees from the coaching guys from that Big 12 championship team in 2022. And speaking of Colin Klein, he says, Brian, quote, Brian has worked tirelessly for this program since he has been here. He is detailed, caring, competitive, and one of the smartest coaches I've worked with at Kansas State. I'm excited to have him continue to develop our tight ends, end quote. And we know the tight ends have been a pretty big part of the offense. And I'm going to be fascinated again as we start kind of developing 2020. Well, I'm not developing, but how all this is going to unfold 2026. If Colin Klein is going to continue to use, and his offense coordinator is going to use tight ends. They have been a huge part, really, last 3-4 seasons here. And obviously, so you have a loaded tight end group there as well. And obviously, the Ben Sennett of the world, Garrett Oakley, Will Swanson, and going back to Ben Sennett, getting drafted in the NFL. He was all Big 12 first team in that championship season. And I need to refer to Big 12 championship season, not national championship. I didn't say national championship. I said Big 12 championship season in 22 and 23. Garrett Oakley, all Big 12 honors 2 years ago, second team. And then Will Swanson was honorable mention. And Will Swanson was preseason all Big 12 coming in this past season there as well. So you got that going on. Back to 2024, the tight end unit combined for a nation-leading 23 touchdowns, 5 of them from Oakley. Again, Oakley went on to break the school record for career receiving touchdowns by a tight end in that season. And also, last year, 13 touchdowns. And he currently ranks 4th in catches, 71, and yards, 779. There as well. Let me see here. Yeah. So again, yeah, Ben Sennett has a huge imprint on Coach LeVac's tutelage here. Sennett, yeah, 2023, after that championship year, earned honorable mention All-American honors from Phil Still and was semifinalist for the John Mackey Award. Again, for those of you who have no clue what that is, John Mackey, best tight end in the country. And yes, he's still playing for the Washington Commanders the last time I checked. So he's that, yeah, top tight ends in the nation. Already said that. Sennett, most single season receptions, catches, 49. Receiving yards, 676. Receiving touchdowns, 6 by a tight end in K-State history. Marks that each ranked in the top 5 nationally that season there as well. He was drafted 53rd overall by the Commanders, the highest drafted tight end in K-State history today. So you got that. Right, last year, focusing on the offensive line. Well, Coach LePack was focusing on the offensive line last year. Sam Hecht, all Big 12 first team honors there as well. John Pastore, one of the returnees this year on the offensive line, was on the second team, right? So you got that as well, and you know, K-State's all about running the football, right? And, of course, Corey Patterson, new running backs coach, he's going to be charged with that. But LePack, last year, this offensive line, averaging 5 yards a carry, 3 rushes of at least 75 yards. Joe Jackson last year went off against Utah, that game that changed everything. That's the game right there that changed everything with this program, right? or at least leaderships of this program, right? Last year, they had that game under control, had Utah on the ropes, 13, well, it was ranked 13th ranked Utah at the moment, or 12th. Same damn thing. And how that game turned out, if K-State closed out that ball game, again, there's just a lot of ifs from this past season for K-State football, which leads up to where we are right now with the return of Colin Klein, your new head coach of the football program, and all these staff changes, the new staff for this football team, right? If that game, if K-State were to had held on that game, we would be. I don't think we'd sit here talking about this. and not to just throw the excitement under the bus. I'm excited, but just to think back. I've done a lot of reflecting on both sides, whether that's that game, the season, or a big running event in general, right? Unfortunately, you can't go back and change it. It is what it is now. And yeah, just that game right there, the game changing moment of this program, and it shifted coaching changes, whatnot. So yeah, man, it is. This team's going to have to learn how to finish, and that's why Colin Klein was so emphatic about, you know, being a tougher team. Look, we know. I've seen it. I saw it in person. I called games. Colin Klein's toughness. They're going to be more tough. And this staff is really, really good. Knowing this staff and understanding and getting to know the staff just by the articles and whatnot. And I've yet to read the latest more in-depth articles on some of these coaches. But, yeah, man, it's just – we already know LePack. Y'all already know Thad Ward. Y'all already know Buddy White. It's the other coaches outside. Y'all sure as heck should know who Colin Klein is. So, yeah, man, so it just goes down as, you know, we'll see what happens with LePack. Back to the tight ends coach on that side of the football field in the field. Wife, four kids – there as well. So the return of Brian LePack, the third returnee to the new staff of Colin Klein heading into 2026 there. So LePack previously was working with tight ends before taking kind of a bit of a hiatus, being a break and coaching the offensive line of last year there as well as saw his moments. let's be honest on that one. But yeah, very, very excited. He's back with the tight ends coach. Well, he's coaching the tight ends, as you say. There as well. So we're going to find out, obviously, there as we go into 2026, how that's going to unfold. But there's no question that he will do a fantastic job with the Titans because the Titans have been a huge part of this offense for the last several years. And I'm pretty sure it'll continue heading into 2026. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, once again, get it. Wherever you get your podcast free and available daily. Yes, sir, daily with content. Well, that is football, men's, women's basketball. Sitting here recording this podcast on Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. Tonight, doubleheader. Both teams are on the road. I'll record both postcasts tomorrow. The men take on the number one team in the country tonight. And then you have in Arizona. And then here, 6:30 Central Time, not here, but down in Houston, the ladies basketball team arrived in Houston yesterday. They're going to be taking on the Houston Cougars down there, and we'll see if they get back in the win column in that Big 12 matchup down there in Houston, Texas, for head coach Jeff Midian in the company down there. We'll have postcasts of that. So in the middle of all this football news, you're going to still get your men's, women's basketball, yep. Women's volleyball signed a couple players. I'll eventually touch on that. K-State baseball right around the corner. Almost over a month now from first pitch in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're going to have that as well. And I recorded my first episode of the year on that. That'll come out at some point as well. And so much more. And, of course, track and field, I believe, starts next weekend. I believe in Manhattan, Kansas, Cliff Ravello Indoor Track and Facility. Yes, sir. So we're going to have all that. And, of course, later on, yeah, men's, women's golf, returning on that when the weather heats back up somewhat there as well. You get the drift. Women's tennis will be back. Women's tennis was super busy last fall semester there as well. So bringing in a young team on that side of the coin. So definitely you want to make sure you're tapped in to this podcast. Brian LePack returning to coach the tight ends on Colin Klein's staff here in 2026. Alex Dane out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. Continue to subscribe. Get the word, spread the word out about this podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. Cats.